bag is a bitch, I know niggas who pay it often. I grew up pretty well even though I was spoiled rotten. My mama almost lost me to the streets and even a coffin. If it wasn't heavy gas, then you know I'm not coughing. Darkest of the night is when I used to meditate often. Summer 2020 is when I felt like I lost it. Living life with no redos, but I still take precautions. If you think you really know me, then you know I'm not stopping. I had a dream about you, but I wasn't even thinking about you. I don't catch them, but I'll peek at you. Ask around, you'll know I'm that dude. My apple never far, far from the tree where I got my root from. Different aura, deadly vibe. I don't play games, I'll come right at you. I can't let nobody here influence me, cause I don't know anybody else as true as me. And I had to cut the check on my reality. You would never get that close, you not my family. Because payback is a bitch, I know niggas who pay it often. I grew up pretty well even though I was spoiled rotten. My mama almost lost me to the streets and even a coffin. If it wasn't heavy gas, then you know I'm not. Darkest of the night is when I used to meditate often. Summer 2020 is when I felt like I lost it. Living life with no redos, but I still take precautions. If you think you really know me, then you know I'm not stopping. If you talk more than you rap, then I can't take you serious. I play it smart, work on the plot, character mysterious. Life been feeling like a movie and I'm the one starring in it. Ken Griffey home running in it, no swimmer but diving in it. I can no longer be reckless, you know that I never fake this. I'm giving myself more credit, just break it down but don't shake it. That money may well I save it, no teacher but highly graded. Just for the fam and I mean it, I beat you and never cheated. Everything's good, better make a way. When I was down and out, I was drinking on the lake. Fighting with my demons like, please go away. I'm gonna need a larger stash right up in my safe. Because payback is a bitch, I know niggas who pay it often. I grew up pretty well even though I was spoiled rotten. My mama almost lost me to the streets and even a coffin. If it wasn't heavy gas, then you know I'm not coughing. Darkest of the night is when I used to meditate often. Summer 2020 is when I felt like I lost it. Living life with no redos, but I still take precautions. If you think you really know me, then you know I'm not stopping.
Combo, just ice, bro. Spark smoke, a Zippo, I sip slow, I plateau. Fat show, no micro, stay bango. Commando, I stand so with safe flow. Cool breeze that be me, so simple, 1, 2, 3. I maintain that blue cheese, I can't get real pricey. I choose my words wisely. Asshole by nature, that's like me. Tucked in that musket, two fingers, don't trust it. No blushing, say fuck it, two tins in the bucket. Please don't forget, I said musket. Don't get shit twisted, I'll bust it.
Money on my mental, I be on it.
Fuck credit, I need cash in hand, thought I told you, man, I'm the fucking man.
Stacking bands.
Well, I built my brand for the love of money, I chop your hands. Young nigga with a grown bank, small nigga, but my dick gang. Excuse my language, some say I'm dangerous. Say they no time, but them niggas don't. Claim they will, but them niggas won't, cause soon as I pull it, them niggas gone. Let me switch it up, I don't give a fuck. Smoking weed and I'm getting drunk. Getting paid while I'm getting laid. I know I'm gone, I'm in my zone. Approval shit for my iPhone. So when you see it, your mind's blown. Taking over our time zones, cause we really diamonds, y'all rhymestones. We luxury, you luckily. Damn, I know that you done with me, and ironically, she loving me. No apologies, no calling me. Just doing me, and I'm in the lead. You don't see, but you will see. Bitch, once again, it's luxury. Super friends, no Justice League. I chase money, bitch, so desperately. I play to win, not separately. Yeah, choose wrong, and that's secondary. My aim is tame, I ain't hitting knees. Top shelf, I'm such a different breed. No sympathy and no need to plead.
Money on my mental, I be zone.
What's facilitating out there, man? Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby. King 1033 South Sea, that's me, you dig? This is Famo Nation Forever Radio, man. Right here live on air. We're going to get it in. But first, got to say major salute and appreciation to everybody that's checking the show out, man. And also to everybody, man, that's sharing the links, man, that's hitting the replays, that's telling somebody by word of mouth. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate y'all for doing that, man, and we appreciate y'all, man, for just simply even letting somebody else know about the show. Definitely have seen a growth in the numbers with our new listeners, man. So appreciate and welcome all the new listeners back to the show. Hope you enjoy it, man. We got a nice turkey show for y'all, man. We knocked out the first show of the year just the other day, man. That's up on the website. You can catch that, man, and you can go replay that one in its entirety or any show that we done done, right? Big shouts out to Jimmy Ray, man. His song was up first tonight in the playlist, man. We told y'all we're going to keep that boy's songs in the top three for a minute, so you're going to hear him anywhere in the top three for a little bit, man. Also, big shouts out to Satilla STS, man. One of his songs has now been moved over into our classics list, which means that song will forever be heard right here on Famo Nation Forever Radio, man. So big shout out to Satilla STS, man. That's a real one right there. Got a lot of respect for that brother right there, man. Very, very, very cool cat, man, but very real, man. Straight up and down, sideways to sideways. Ain't no other thing you can say about it. That man real right there. So big shout out to him, man. Hey, I feel like jerking. I feel like getting in the vibe, man. So go ahead if you got to twist up, if you got to pull up, if you got to get your homegirls, you got to get the kids to quiet down, you got to turn your TV down, whatever it is you got to do, go ahead and get that in right now, man, because I'm going to play some of this music, and we're gonna vibe, man. We're going to vibe tonight, and we're going to chop. Big shouts out, man, to our new host, Big Mike, man. Big shouts out to Big Mike on Facebook. Y'all can check him out, House Dr. Big Mike. You dig, man? Hey, that brother right there. Very intellectual, man. Love chopping it with him, man. Love hearing his insight and his viewpoints on a lot of different things because they not of the normal. They not inside the box, man. A lot of it be outside the box. A lot of it be pure. A lot of it be real from the heart. So always big shouts out, man, to Big Mike. Again, man, we welcome to the Famo Nation Forever Radio family. That's how we go, man. One love is all love, Famo. So let's play some of this music. Light these L's up, man. Let's get on our level real quick before we get off into this, man. I'm going to give y'all a second to get y'all shit right. Let's go.
It's Rasm.
LNK on the track.
Yeah, on the fucking beat.
Money coming, money coming. People coming, people going. If you sneaking on the low,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't rock with you no more.
I can't rock with you.
Money coming, money going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People coming, people going. I swear I need something more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I can't rock with you no more.
I can't rock with you.
Got big dreams, duffel bag in the coop, and I keep a small circle on you, bro, with the troops, and I keep a bad bitch right for up, and she true. That's what I did, don't mind if I do, cause I'm low on time, time, time. But I don't know about you, cause I'm all up in the grind, 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 tryna stack it up to the roof. Don't get mad, only speaking that truth, cause it's flopping out your gums as a whistle through the tooth. She said she like a date, gon' flex on the boot. Come up, hurry up, feed them fast, so boots. I can do shit easily, pleasing me. Believe me, one day see me on the TV. Tell me why they wanna be me. 2K18, about to drop a CD, so I put my foot up on the gas, go real fast. Find someone down for nothing, so don't think about it. If it ain't helping in the rain, ain't making my day. Two fucks, hit a means, I don't care about it. Don't speak in a wreck, it'll get your ass wrecked. Chin up, speak up and be clear about it. They all say it's real, but I'ma tell you now, they ain't real
money
about it.
Money coming, money coming. Yeah. People coming, people going. If you sneaking on the low,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't rock with you no more.
Like a hoe, cause it come and go. Get a call for the money, then I'm out that dough. Cross her for some up, to get back some more. Then I get home, she count that dough. Always move to go, that's why you hear my flow. spin it out. Shout out DJs in the radio, what we stay for, none slim, fuck a shady show. Never fun out, little bitches never pay me, bro. Then I'm tripping out, dumb shit, and it's a crazy show. Moved on, fuck you, bitch, you better pay me, bro. Vote for my shit, nigga, hear it on the radio. 3161, that's where I said so. Fuck a mister, don't do it till I say so. Moving on the big things, only talking pesos. Why not? If I gave you my lines, what you doing? Feeling lucky that time, what you doing? What you doing? What you doing? If I gave you my lines, what you doing? Feeling lucky that time, what you doing? What you doing? What you doing?
Money coming, money go, yeah. People coming, people go. If you sneaking on the low,
yeah.
I can't walk with you no more. Money coming, money go,
yeah.
You niggas, my shit don't stink, I'm pressed to death. Haters keep running out of breath. Talking that noise, wanna see me fall. Cause I run this shit, I fall. Money so long, I ain't taking no loss. That's why I keep it cracking them flows. Pants like low, they be all on the flow. Got my chain on bling, nigga, watch me flow. Stacks on deck, just like a bank. I ain't got it going cash, no check. Play a got game, working real hard for the pay. Like a dog, nigga, run and go back. Everybody round me flex. Everybody from the hood got a ride sitting on stretch. Blowing out smoke, no joke. Cause a hard front yard getting animated, looking like getting fat like sumo, cartoon egg screwed up, different colors like Uno. Getting on one, don't tell no one. If you do, that makes you a sense, nigga, you know what happens next. Need to go to church and preach. Off in the hood, too deep, straight up house on the block. If you niggas wanna eat, then listen up. I'ma teach you about this playing game. Country blues, candy paint on old school. Pants on the ground and not a fool. I'ma show you how to live, fly, riding high. Getting a piece of the American pie. Superstars living in the sky. I'ma show you how.
Cause I'm putting in work, but I'm the same old nigga that you knew since birth. The only difference right now that my money is first, and this is hardly a verse. I've been through the dirt. That's why I turn into a beast when my pockets is hurt. And when I turn into a beast, that's when I gobble the dirt. I consume everything until my pockets is working. Like I ate to give a change to get limited version. Up early in the morning when the birdies is chirping. Rolling in my SS Super Sport emerging. 26 sitting high, red and green conversion. Had to flip the candy bank, cause nigga, I deserve it. Hey, my nigga String G, I think I need a shrink. Cause all I'm seeing is cash while I'm hearing this beat. I'm kinda anxious right now. Can I take a seat? And maybe we can figure out why my thoughts are greedy.
Game, country blues, candy paint on old school. Pants on the ground and not a fool. I'ma show you how to live, fly, riding high. Getting a piece of the American pie. Superstars living in the sky. I'ma show you how we do this shit. We do this shit. Let me show you how we do this shit. We do this shit. I'ma show you how we do this shit. We do this shit. Let me show you how we do this shit. We do this shit.
Let me tell you how we ride. Pull up in them caddies slow. Whip so clean, you already know we do our thing. We ride them foes. Yeah, we stacking home, boy. Who said we ain't country shit? Oklahoma, old school, riding them photos with candy, bitch. Super slow on a nice cool day. Music loud, doing things my way. Gotta get money, so I stack this chain. Ain't out of style, still grip with grain. Hard in the paint, that's how we go. If you ain't heard it, go down in the O. Hard in the paint, that's how we go. If you ain't heard it, go down in the O.
It's from that 918, ho. Yeah, put the blunt in the air like I just don't care. Took a break from school and I'm back in the time. But it's smart ass loud, trying to keep the boy down. My nigga from Atlanta said we need to get some rest. Shitting on these niggas, I'ma get them at a temple. Another rapper, just a nigga to spit. I'm trying to get up on the door, you trying to get on the bitch. While they set it off like a box of flares. Money help the beast, you can watch it stir. But you probably can't see from the house of glare. And I'm talking street shirts like foster care. I barely got time for my man. But she just put the money on my staff like I lost my hair. I saw Joe and that white girl brush my hair. With a chop and a knife saying truth to death. A black man on some Batman shit. Burn the rubber on some Gap Band shit. You see my girl like a that's your chick. I guess I want to eat her up on some Pac-Man shit. She know I'm her brainy ass. No matter how my grandma is, you know I ain't Lil' Webby.
say that. Y'all already know we turkey, man. We getting in our zone right now, man. So go ahead, keep fighting. Hey, keep blowing, keep smoking, keep sipping. We're going to make sure you get all the way in the zone before we get off into the top, man. Big shout out to my brother, man. Bands Up Rick, man. Shrink G, Russo, and Wallace right there, man. That's a throwback, Muskogee throwback. He dig. Had to put it on there. That song is now in the classics, man. We add shit into the classics. And when we add it to the classics, like we told you, man, it's going to always get spins. Right here on Femo Nation Forever Radio. You dig? Before we get into this next one, big shout out Big Mike, man. Y'all gonna hear from him, man. As soon as we get to this chop, we put to slide another one into the classics, man. This one came on, man, and we actually had so many requests, you know, to keep spinning and to keep it into the playlist, man, and to keep it in the rotation. And I like it too, man. Different vibe, but it's that. It's gonna get you going, man, because, you know, a lot of people like that booty out there, and they got a whole lot of booty.
We fuck, I like it hit from the back. Bounce that ass, watch it clap back. He like it when I wiggle in it, jiggle in it. Taste just like some skittles, where the ballers with the money. Ain't no booty shaking, till he throw them once. He call me duty, heard his juicy, wanna squeeze. Let's make a move, he like some girls with them big old ghetto booties. With the piercing on they coochies, right cheek, left cheek, slow motion for me. Let's get it groovy, baby, I came to have some fun. Watch me throw this ass in a circle, make it rain, whole lot of one. I'ma bust it wide open on my tiptoes, bend it over real slow. Watch me do this tongue. Road, brown skin, pretty tongue. Got this ass sitting on the throne. Bubble butt, bubble yum. You can come and get you some. Whole lot of booty on the cheek. That's a whole lot of booty.
It make it wiggle like a freak. I do that thing that you do with the left and right cheek. Make it speak, it can talk. When you walk, I make it clap. Now let me hit it from the back and pull your hair and grab and slap. Get you off inside the shower scene, you sent me on the message. When it's wet, you can bend them all up in it trying to stretch. That's a blessing, everybody ain't just got it like that. They might have a little booty, is it fine, is it fat? I know some girls are wide and fat, I know some girls are small and thick. They say love is a house, I need a house that's made of brick. Don't apologize for thighs that be making the nature rise. If the booty good and fat, then we ain't tripping about the size. Some of these people go and buy it cause it wouldn't come up on the case. Tonight, I love fat ass cause I'm grown. No scale can weigh ya, maintain all that ass that you got. You got a whole lot of booty, that's a lot.
Yo, I the creep of the unstoppable, I represent for Chapanic Radio Station and number one.
DGO. Oh na na na. I run to
fear. Me do the hard work, never complain. No, me start the explain, but me not complain. Me used to walk couple miles, on top of miles. Work hard like sleep when the sun a boil. Street wife, go get us a juvenile. Race and no feed this, you have to qualify. You're not the day the red dream out, more have to buy. When my mama pocket dry water, pull my eyes. After do the hard work in a extra time. Better life destination at the finish line. Fall like rain. Blessing a fall like rain. Me take me time, build me thing. Never run too fast lane. Never sell my soul for the king. Fall like rain. Blessing a fall like rain. Me do the hard work, never complain. No start explain, no me not complain. Man go get a parent to eat the law. Big up street vendors and never up the law. Breadwinner in a any way that feed the paper. Look if you know see him in a them hand me clear. Look what the million number can pull them up clear. Rather work with the 4 hours with them up clear. Hard work must be a one day. Better day, unknown that you know. Blessing a fall like rain. Blessing a fall like rain. Take me time, build me thing, never run too fast, yeah. Never sell my soul to the king. Fall like rain. Blessing a fall like rain. Me do the hard work, never complain. No, me start explain, no, me not complain.
Fall like rain. Wind fall like rain. Things are fall like rain. Another fall like rain. Blessing a fall like rain.
To check in with Febo. Big Mike, what's going on with you tonight, man? How you feeling tonight?
Oh, man, it's always a blessing to be on with you, man.
Always, always, man. I'm sitting here, man. Hey, you know, I told everybody, man, go ahead, twist up, do what they got to do, man. Pour their drinks, tell the kids, sit down, whatever they got to do. We're going to run up a little mix real quick, man. We got, like, I just wanted to bring you on, man, introduce you in. We got, like, two more songs, man, and we getting ready to get into it. You cool?
For sure, for sure.
Alrighty, man. So we gonna get into it, man. Big Mike live on the air, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. We jerking. So we gonna take it down south a little bit on this one, man, with these last couple ones before we get off into this chop, man. I know a lot of y'all love to hear the music mix, man, and be asking me and stuff, but we got a whole lot of music, man. We got a lot of music. We still got a lot of music. We got to upload new songs we never played before on the show, man, and we'll get to them as well. But this right here, we sliding a lot of these songs into the classics, man. So this one, Mr. Tip, man, I'm going to have to run you back to back, Mr. Tip. Salute. And also, man, y'all go check the list, man. We got that Mr. Tip interview session on there too, man. So y'all make sure y'all go check that interview session out on the list, man, if you're on the website, man, or you can go look on the page on the Blueberry as well, or on the Blog Talk, whichever one you want to do. Is you can get on the Google Podcast if you want to. We're on the Spotify. We're on all that shit you did. So, man, you can go check it out and pull up that Mr. Tip interview session, man. Dope-ass session.
Back from Louisiana in a big wood land. I just tell them niggas get to put the seeds on their back. Coming back from Louisiana in a big wood land. I just heard them niggas get to put the seeds on their back.
On the street, cause I got beat, fucking nuts. Coming back from the cliff, making moves for stead. Had $1 million combo, trying to stack me some bread. Catch me on the east side with the bang in my trunk. You ain't heard, pussy nigga, I'm the man in the funk. Riding with street bouts, cause them niggas officials. Get the pop. popping every bong, I hit your ass with a pistol. In the strip club, bitches shaking ass and titties. I'm in love with the game until the streets I'm permitted. Smoking Kush with your bitch, eating lobster and steak. You can tell I'm Texas made when you look at my plate.
Coming back from Louisiana in a Fleetwood Mac. I deserve the niggas get to put the weed on their back. Coming back from Louisiana in a Fleetwood Mac. I deserve the niggas get to put the weed on their back. Coming back from Louisiana in a Fleetwood Mac. I deserve the niggas get to put the weed on their back. Coming back from Louisiana in a Fleetwood Mac. I deserve the niggas get to put the weed on their back.
Like Pimp C said, I'm a trio nigga. I was polo every day and I still figure. If you a broke ass bitch, I can't deal with you. But if I getting money, I can deal with you. Guess my own age 20, switching lane to lane. You can tell I'm bossed up by the diamonds in my chain. Coming back from the hood and the green 300. I deserve them niggas get to put some smoke in the lung. More bounce to the ounce, cut the cush to shit. I done made 400 off an ounce of this bitch. In the studio with Finn, man, I wish I could stay. R.I.P. to Eminem, cause we got money to make.
Coming back from Louisiana in a Fleetwood Mac. I deserve them niggas get to put the weed on their back. Coming back from Louisiana in a Fleetwood Mac. I deserve them niggas get to put the weed on their back. Coming back from Louisiana in a Fleetwood Mac. I deserve them niggas get to put the weed on their back. Coming back from Louisiana in a Fleetwood Mac. I deserve them niggas get to put the weed on their back.
Polo on my body, Ferragamo belt, swimming in your girlfriend, call me Michael Phelps. I'ma give her something that I ass never felt. High school niggas always wanna test. Smoking on that moon rock, I call it astrology. Good with that pistol play, I master trigonometry. Time to stack my money to the ceiling like Monopoly. Not KRS-One, but here's my philosophy. I'ma stack that money in my pocket, never going broke. You can keep your pussy, little mama, I just need your throat. Know you're sick and tired of faith, niggas, I'm the antidote. Wanna be a real ass street nigga, and I quote. I'ma get the money, I'ma get the cheese. I represent the hustlers, I represent the cheese. Gonna get your money, nigga, trap, trap, trap. Gonna get your money, nigga, trap, 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 trap. I'ma get the money, I'ma get the cheese. I represent the hustlers, I represent the cheese. Gonna get your money, nigga, trap, trap, trap,
trap.
Gonna get your money, nigga, trap, 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 trap. Wasn't good in math, but I could work a digit scale. First you get to work, then you build a clientele. Elbows in my closet, and I ain't talking body parts. 24/7, I serve you up like Walmart. Smoking so much weed, I'm starting to feel just like a roster. I wear polo clothes, you be wearing that apostle. Your girl on the phone, so I hit her with the fossil. The rims on the coupe looking big, real colossal. In love with the money, me and baby getting married. And I was T.I.P. way before Clifford Harris. To see a permit for all these weapons that I carry. Big bank, little bank, nigga, don't you get embarrassed. I'ma get the money, I'ma get the cheese. I represent the hustlers, I represent the cheese. Gonna get your money, nigga, trap, trap, trap,
trap.
Gonna get your money, nigga, trap, trap, trap,
trap.
I'ma get the money, I'ma get the cheese. I represent the hustlers, I represent the cheese. Gonna get your money, nigga, trap, trap, trap,
trap.
Gonna get your money, nigga, trap, trap, trap,
trap.
Gonna get your money, nigga, trap, trap, trap. Gonna get your money, nigga, trap, trap, trap. Gonna get your money, nigga, trap, trap, trap. Gonna get your money, nigga, trap, trap, trap.
Straight like that, man. Big shout out, Mr. Tip, man, with that hold up and that trap, trap, trap. Both of them going off into the classics list. And he got another one We're going to play in a little bit, man, and we're going to slide that one off in there, too. But I got to bring Big Mike back on, man, because we got a couple of things we're going to chop on with y'all out there, too, man. And we got some info, man. We want one of them, man, is about one of the first black kings, man. And that's going to be pretty dope, man, to share that information with y'all. Mm-hmm. And this one right here is we in Oklahoma, right, Big Mike? So it's a lot of bills and things like this and laws and stuff that go into effect. And a lot of people don't even be knowing about it, right? They don't know about it till like the last minute or when they show up to certain things, man. And then they like, nah, you can't do that no more because, you know, it's a new law. The law didn't change, right? Either you didn't mm-hmm. heard about that, Big Mike, like certain laws changing and people not really knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Now, look, they got a house bill that's getting ready that's went into law. Eight laws went into effect. January 1, 2023, here in Oklahoma, man. All right, now this House Bill 1933. This is the House Bill 1933, man. It cuts the duration of unemployment benefits from 26 weeks down to 16 weeks. It says some that business groups have argued with helping address workforce shortage. For the unemployment benefits they get, instead of getting it for 26 weeks, they done cut it down to only 16 weeks. Now, Big Mike, what you feel about? I mean, right there, man. Is there anything on that right there jump out to you?
Man, a lot of stuff gonna start happening, Camo. Like, yeah. There's a lot of stuff gonna be going on that they already been working on. They don't care right now. They don't care right now. They don't care if you got money or if you broke. If you're not using that shit in the right way or trying to have some knowledge on some shit, man, nigga, you're going to be wrapped up. You know what I'm saying? So
that's real.
When it starts coming about your house and your properties and all that shit. Yeah, they coming after that shit. You're going to have to be up to date on that shit. You're going to have to be right.
Yeah. You got to be right. You got to be right, man. And that's the thing. A lot of laws and bills and ordinances and stuff like that be getting passed. And if you really ain't up on it, you know what I mean? You really ain't going to, you know until you walking in the store and you see that shit in the paper or anything like that. You might see it on the front page or somebody tell you. But, man, that's why I like to discuss these bills, man, because we put it out there, man, to try to help people. Also, this is a platform people listen to out there. So this also helps get the information out there to them as well, man. And now this bill right here, man, like I said, this bill right here is the Senate Bill 1339, right? It say this bill deals with sales tax and modifies language to have sales tax not just on tangible goods, but also services. You know what I mean? So that right there, you know what I mean, is a crucial one too. Because it modifies the language to have sales tax, not just on tangible goods, but also on the services. That's another one right there, man. I'm going to give you another. This one right here is House Bill 3066, man. It says the bill requires municipal courts to report criminal history information to the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation. So it requires the municipal court to report criminal history information to the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation, man. Now, that right there to me, that's a tough one right there. So if you got any kind of criminal history or something like that, now the bill requires them to report that criminal history to the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation, man. So just because you got a criminal history, your shit still gonna get sent to the Bureau of Investigation. And you never know if they just come across that yo fire that day and decide to want to check in and look in and do something, man. And you better hope you're doing right. But they gonna come with all kind of stuff like this is gonna help them do that and this gonna help them do that. But it's always the other side to it too. It's always a flip side to it.
I always tell them, fam, hey man, these folks been building prisons for years.
Yeah.
And somebody got to be in them beds. Man. They, and it's all these people who ain't using their head. Nigga, you going to get PPP loans and talking about you finna open up. Nigga, you ain't own no business. Like, it's like a setup. It's like a snack. You got to think of the rap trap. What you put on that rap trap to get the rat?
Yeah, that motherfucker.
So the rat don't got enough sense to know their business owner, nigga, to catch you. He don't got sense enough to know that, because if he did, he wouldn't fuck with shit that's on the rap trap. So this is the life of people. They took the rap trap and made it the life of people.
Yeah.
They like, shit, we going to have some dumb ones going to touch this motherfucking cheese, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Because they stupid. They don't want to learn nothing. Yeah, they unlearnable. They unlearnable. You can't even teach these motherfuckers.
Yeah. You say they are.
So they know that.
And there's a lot of them shut off where you can't reach them.
You can't reach them. Yeah. They too gone. It's going to take something to happen to them. I'm sad to say it, but some of them got to, you know, get in car wrecks, get in situations where that's going to change their life.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them is going to be too late. All that shit, man. I'm talking about people got to wake up, man.
Yeah.
People got to wake up these days, man. Because the government, they woke. They know what they want.
Oh yeah. They own it. They know exactly what they after, man. They know exactly what they after and how they gonna do it. Cause you know they formulate their plans, man, and they put them to action. Now on that same token, right there, that's what we gotta pay attention to. Also, you know what I mean, becoming more knowledgeable about the laws, certain ordinances, you know what I mean? Different things that's happening in the government. I know people, man, I know brothers that don't fool with the government or nothing like that at all. You know what I mean? They don't watch no sitting hearing meetings or nothing. I ain't knocking nobody. I'm just saying, like, they don't know anything about none of that. They don't pay attention to it. They don't interest them. So they never get to hear some of these things that's going on with this country that we live in that does affect us. You know what I mean? Especially like in those sitting hearing meetings, you can hear so much stuff, man. Keeping up with the laws and the new laws that's changing in your state, you know what I mean? And, you know, in the country, but especially in your state, keeping up with that, keeping up with different ordinances in your cities and stuff. You know, you got to be aware of these things because a lot of us, man, you know what I mean? Black brothers, a lot of us shut that off. A lot of people shut all of that off. They got anything to do with the government. So a lot of information get pushed out there. And I'm gonna keep it 100. A lot of information get pushed out there, right? But when people come time to vote, people ain't really paid attention to all of that. You know what I mean? People ain't only paid attention to certain things, man. But you got to pay attention to them laws and to everything else, the meetings. But I mean, you know, it'll help you be aware of what's going on. Yeah. Because if not, you're gonna be lost out here, man. You'll be lost out
when they hit that shit, you're going to be lost. You ain't going to know what, but you're going to be like, what?
Yeah. Right. That's real. And see, that's the thing. Once you get aware of it and you start getting into it, I know a lot of people say, you know, it might be boring or this and that. And that's cool. I understand shit. The shit do be getting boring. But just to be aware. So when you know they trying to play a hook on you or you know what you need to look for, when it comes to, like, especially with the new laws and these type of things, you'll know what to look for, man. You won't have to wait until it's too late to understand or have to learn what the law is on a different end, you already be about your game, because a lot of people, especially law enforcement, they don't really look at us like we know the law, because a lot of us don't. You know what I mean? Let's be honest, a lot of us don't know the law. So, you know what I mean? We got to change that. And that's one area where I feel like, too, we got to get more aware of and more strong in, man. Two is really having knowledge and awareness with inside how that government system is really ran, operated by who, and what some of the things they do. Because once people really start seeing that and finding that out for themselves, I believe, man, their eyes are open just like a lot of other people's eyes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of stuff that go on that they won't even tell us until the records get declassified. That should tell you something right there. So, but once they declassify, they'll have you thinking whatever story then got put out there, they'll have you thinking all of that. But then when the records get declassified, guess what? It'd be a whole different story. And the original thing of what happened, they tell you the truth, and they tell you that all that they put out for all them years was a lie and all of this, right? We seen it with the killers with Malcolm X. We seen it happen so many times with the aliens, you know, with the UFO. All of this been declassified now.
You hearing about that corona now.
About the corona.
You hearing about that now. How the damn vaccine that you say is supposed to help us stay away from it killing the motherfuckers?
Yeah, man, it don't make sense to me.
It don't make sense at all.
Nah, man, it don't make sense. But it do because depending on what side of the needle you on. Whatever side of the needle you on, then it will, because money is always wrapped up in it. Because they'll make it, like you said earlier, man, they'll make it by putting, got to have bodies in the beds, in the bunks. Especially with big pharma, patients, pills, prescriptions, shots, vaccinations, all that type of shit, and the equipment, medical equipment that goes along with the whole entire industry, man, that's big money.
When you going through that shit, motherfucker gotta sit back and think, how do they push this shit for a motherfucker to say, okay, I'm finna go get this shit. Hey man, it look like everybody dying. Fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
They use your fear. Motherfuckers start getting sick. Niggas start dying. And then they just up and came with, hey, come get this shot.
Right.
See, when you scared, you don't think right.
Right.
You just jump to anything, you know what I'm saying, without doing research, without trying to figure out, just because this shit sound right. At that time, you didn't do no research, and you just jumped the gun, and you believed a government.
Mm-hmm.
You believed a government, a man-made government, that they had your back, and they've been trying to kill you all this time.
Now, check this out. Check this out, Femo. On that, what you're saying right there, the revenue, man, for Big Pharma, Pfizer, this is always wrapped up in the corona, all of this, right? Pfizer.
Yeah.
Last year, 2022, right? So they reported in their revenues, man, for Pfizer. Everybody know Pfizer. So for their revenues, man, they reported $25.7 billion. In the first quarter of 2022, $25.7 billion in the first quarter.
That's hitting the line.
First quarter. Yeah, the H1.
That ain't it.
27.7 billion in the second quarter. They did 27.7. So Pfizer in the first quarter, $25.7 billion. H1 in the second quarter, $27.7 billion. They made more.
Because they say, hey, man, people are really, they say people are really asleep, man. They dumb, man. Let's go again.
Mm-hmm.
People are really asleep. Yeah, people are not doing research.
Come
it was
on,
just
man.
Like,
that
old,
money, when you look
old,
at it by the
like,
revenue,
grandma, it was just like
boy,
that Popeye's chicken sandwich. Remember that Popeye's chicken
oh,
sandwich?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I remember
bro,
that.
Then this is what the people did not look at. You did not see that black woman not one time come on a commercial and say, hey, this is not true. Y'all need to stop fighting. Y'all need to quit doing it. You didn't see her not one time do that. You know why? Because they didn't tell you she the first one that bought the fake chicken.
Mm.
She the one bought the fake chicken to try to see what was going on. Now, you can research this. George Bush daddy
yeah.
told them that they shouldn't be doing this because when you put artificial meat in a human body, it makes them react like an animal.
Mm.
Now, go back. Chick-fil-A was selling chicken sandwiches. Well, William Chicken was selling chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
KFC was selling chicken sandwiches. Why all of a sudden Popeye's chicken sandwiches had folks just break out fighting, nigga, in the store?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jumping over the counter. What?
Jumping over the counter, going crazy. Man, that is interesting. That is interesting.
And that lady, the numbers were
start going crazy.
Say, the numbers were she made like over $5 million the first 6 months.
Ooh, wait. $5 million first six months to push that.
No wonder she didn't get on TV and say that and say nothing.
Right.
She the bag.
No.
She the bag. That's it. When a bag attaches to something, man, we'll do anything. We don't care if it's evil or if it got any kind of evil intentions to it. Or we don't care as long as how much numbers you say I'm getting?
And you start talking about throwing millions.
Niggas jumping.
Man, that's why I say it's a few people out there. If a few people out there get on and they get their blessing and they get signed or they get a deal or they get some meals like that, man, I am leaving. Because, man, they going to try to do something to me.
Yeah.
I already know, man. Yeah, because a lot of kids do that. You know what I mean? To get that. Nah, player.
Yeah.
You gotta watch. You gotta watch, man, because of that, like you said, that money, especially when you're talking about that amount of money, $5 million. Oh yeah, they gonna do that. They gonna do
yeah.
that. Oh yeah, they gonna do that.
And nobody said nothing. Nobody said nothing. How that chicken had folks doing that for a minute. That wasn't nothing but a test run. They paid her, and they said, "Look, here the money up front. We're gonna ship this chicken to you, and whatever you make off of it, just kick us out something, you keep the rest." They just didn't want to see how was it reacted if they push it out. Now, if you don't do no research, like you said, you don't do no research, you don't know that, you ain't reading up on it. They trying to do this, motherfuckers done started trying to clone people and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? They fucking mm-hmm. with shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ain't knowing that, when they throw that shit in, you just out there in Popeye Chicken about to swing off on the motherfucker. And don't know why.
Don't know why what they been doing. Yeah, it's boy, man. And like you said, man, you can research it. Research it. Go do your people. Go do your research, man. You'll find it. You're going to probably find something else. That you probably that's going to be like, dang, I didn't know this either. But that's the thing, though, man.
Okay.
If you don't, a lot of people don't. And you said it, man. People was going crazy all over the damn world. All over the world, bro. Man, they was
like
going
they was
crazy,
jumping
man.
Over the counters. They was going over
man.
The counters talking about, ain't no more chicken.
Yeah.
Ain't no more chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, you right.
Now what
you
kind of chicken is that, bro?
Right.
What kind of chicken does that make you act like an animal like that behind
me? I ain't never wanted to jump over the counter because they ain't had no more chicken or no chicken wings. I didn't went to the place that had no more than chicken wings. I've been like, damn, y'all just got breast. What the hell's all the wings, though? But I didn't want to jump over the counter and grab nothing or bite nobody.
I bought one just to see what was the hype about, and if it just tasted normal.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I never got one, man, but that's what I heard.
I was like, what's so hype about this chicken?
Yeah, man. That's crazy, man. It was wild. But now you say that, you put that in there, man, it makes you think, though. When you put that information that you threw out there, it makes you think. Because people was going crazy. Of course, not everybody was going crazy, but it was a hell of a lot of people going crazy. So it make you think, man, and they got the power to do it.
Do they got the power to do it?
Like I said, they got the power and they got the money to do it. If that's what you know what I mean, putting it in there, they got the money, they got the power and the resources to make it happen and get it out to the people.
Got it. They don't got to ride horses no more. If we can get the people to see that, they don't got to ride horses and look for folks no more. They can just ride by your neighborhood and sprinkle some dust. Sprinkle some dust in your neighborhood and half of your neighborhood is sick.
Mm-hmm.
They more advanced now, bro.
More advanced, man. Way more.
This shit ain't got nothing to do
with
your
understand.
Money. Shit ain't got nothing to do with your money or how much you can culminate now. Nigga, this shit is about life or death. Is you going to make it, nigga? You going to be here the next 10 years?
Man, for real. Yeah, that's real.
That's what you got to bank on now.
Yeah. And a lot of people still, living their life, no worries, no cares. They don't really pay attention to none of this type stuff. Now, I put out the numbers for 2022 on the whole Pfizer and all of that, So if you take that into account of how much money these companies done made, and yeah, they got to have somebody in there working and stuff, so a lot of them workers got paid too, So, big shout out to the workers that was in there doing their thing. But we talking about the money that's generated. And remember, we've been talking about the $55 billion that's going to Africa, these type of things. It's a lot of money switching hands, and it's a lot of companies, man, big pharma, going to always push the issue. Now, that's the thing. If Corona would have never came, right? Now, check this out right here, man. So, they recorded Johnson & Johnson in 2020, man. They got $82.6 billion revenue. 86 point billion. In 2018, they had 53.7. So from 2018 to 2022, look at that. From 53.7 billion. Ain't nothing been no less than a bill.
Nigga hit a low
bill. Remember, they get billions, man. Billions off of this stuff, off of these vaccinations. Billions of dollars.
Got you thinking. Look, got you thinking, oh, you gonna die if you don't get this shot. Yeah, nigga, you gonna die if you get that shot.
Yeah.
That shit ain't nothing but the motherfucking flu. Bad case of the flu, a worst case of the flu. Sit your bitch ass in the house, like they said. Quit going around people, like they said. They told everybody, hey, you quarantine yourself.
Yeah.
But, niggas ain't got no knowledge that don't give a damn. They, I don't give a fuck. Fuck the government. And your bitch ass out there just huffing that shit because they don't spray it in the air.
Right. Yeah, you get sick. Mm-hmm. And you done went around somebody else that didn't give a shit. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just, I'm be dumb. I don't care. I don't give a damn. Well, all right. You 5-10 years from now, when you growing an arm out your motherfucking stomach, because you done took that whole ass shot, don't say nothing.
Because
it's on fact. It's on paper. They already put it out that if you can't come back and sue the company who gave you the shot. Because they already know what's going to happen.
Right.
So they done already crossed their T's and dot their I's on your way. And you don't know it. That's sad.
And see,
That's sad. How you can lead a whole nation to corruption and to thinking they sick, to panic and all that shit. Man, that is crazy.
Think about the damn,
what's the shit we were putting on our hand, you know, to make it clean?
The sanitizer.
The damn shit. Whoever owned that got rich.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Whoever had tissue when that shit came out got rich.
Mm-hmm.
See, this shit on a bigger scale. They already planned this out. Who's going to have money? Who's going to get the money? Who's going to split it? See, this is just a big split when they do that. It's just like gambling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody at the crap table. The house man, he get the split on everybody who shoot.
I can see that. If
they don't think America is ran like this, go read your facts. Go get your facts. It's already in writing. They don't care no more. They putting it in your face. They don't care no more.
Oh yeah, it's out there.
They already had the Pope talking about he was going to change the law, the Ten Commandments. Ain't nobody ever done that. And look what happened to him. I've been watching that. You in the sky. I tell people this every day. You in the sky. Get out of your mind, bro. Get out of your mind and thinking you run shit and you the shit and all that shit. Nigga, you in the sky. In the sky in a bubble, nigga, hovering, nigga. Nigga, you ain't shit. Nigga, the government ain't shit. They in here with us. This bitch get to breaking apart, nigga. Get to falling apart. Nigga, your bitch ass ain't going to be worried about your car, money, none of that shit. You're going to be worried about, look, give me some help. We vulnerable. Wake the fuck up. We vulnerable. Fuck money. Get your money. Enjoy life, nigga. That's what you do. Do something for your family. Do something for somebody else. That's what it's about. Because we in here on a time clock. Nigga, this bitch is spinning. This bitch is in the middle of the sky. Come on now. Man, they make that. Somebody superior made that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I say, however people believe, man, but...
That's why I've always said they can't really, you know, try to, they say, remember they used to tell you, okay, it was this many planets, right? And this planet right here didn't have no life on it. You couldn't nothing be on this planet or nothing like that, man. And so my science teachers I had did a very good job because I always questioned that, like, well, how do they know? How do you know if you ain't never been to none of these planets?
And you ain't never stepped foot
on none of these planets. How you know what go on these planets?
Fermo, we need to do a session on that. It's a machine.
Yeah.
They've been working on this for 30 years now. 30 years. They got this big-ass machine that shoot across the motherfucking planet, but it captures negative energy.
Mm.
This is what they calculate negative energy.
Yeah. Interesting.
They capture it and put it all together.
Now,
if you think I'm lying, do your research because it's called CERN portal.
Yeah.
CERN portal. CERN. It's a CERN portal.
Yeah.
Now, when they show it to you, it's a big old-ass machine like a circle. Now watch this.
Okay.
That people want to ask themselves, why Travis Scott got that big-ass circle on that stage? Why that shit look like an eye? Got an eye in there?
Like
an
eye and stuff. Yeah, I remember.
It's the same thing they was making. He just down with it, and he pushed it. He was the first rapper to ever push it in the mainstream. So when you do that and you open up that portable to another dimension, over there in a dimension, and that dimension is nothing but demonic. It's nothing but evil. It's nothing but it enhances. They say if a grain of this shit get next to you, it's going to enhance your evilness that's in you, because evil is in all of us. Bad is in all of us. You can't do nothing but do better. That's it. But that bad going to be in you. If somebody slap you, nigga, you lying to go off. So bad is in you, nigga. It's on the battery. Without the negative, the car can't move. So you need negative and positive. You just got to ride on which one. Well, your government, they getting all the negative. They calculating all the negative because they tired of positive people. They tired of your light. They tired of your light on earth and everybody trying to do right and they doing all this. So we gonna gather all this negative energy up. And without the world knowing it. See, you see how the world not knowing this because they not doing no research. But they putting it out there for you to see because they don't give a fuck. Because that's what they got to do in order for this shit to work. They got to put it out there and don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? So they got to have faith. They got to have faith in this shit in order for it to work, right? So Travis Scott put it on his stage. He put it on his stage. And people was telling him, hey, man, there's people dying out here. There's people dying out here. That nigga said on the mic, they know what they came for. See you on the other side.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
This world gone, man.
I remember all
if
that.
If y'all ain't got God in your life, man, if you ain't got God in your life and got a solid to you, that what some men you tell you, get the fuck out this car, get away from this hoe-ass nigga, quit fucking with this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Telling you to get away from this evil ass shit, that means you solid while they shooting that shit that they people don't know nothing about.
Right.
They saying if a grain of this shit, they saying if the grain of this shit get next to you, it enhance your badness. They've been working on it for 30 years. Let's just go back 5 years. Ain't people been going crazy?
Yeah. All over.
You see what I'm saying? And he said, my people going to perish. He said, my people going to perish for the lack of knowledge.
That's right.
They perishing. They perishing on earth.
Yeah, we talked about that too, man. You know, because there's a lot of knowledge out there that we choose not to know. You know what I mean?
But look at this. You want to know it. You want to know
it. In that maze.
Famo, you want to know it. But you don't know these folks shooting this shit over here in the earth. But you can't know it.
And it's been stuff been
man,
proved
they,
about
they
that.
Had an atheist. They had an atheist that was down with them. This nigga don't even believe in God. He told them, do not fuck with that shit. That's like opening up Pandora's box. And once you open it up, you will never close it. Now let's go back to the rappers and how people want to look these days now. Nigga, don't they look like monsters? They look like monsters. Nigga, we couldn't go outside looking like that. Rag-lass hair, your hair green, your eyes blue.
Everybody
you got your clothes everywhere in your mouth. Bro, you look like a monster, nigga.
Everybody want to be a killer.
They gone. They gone.
Man. It's crazy.
They spiritually gone
because,
and don't know it.
Yeah. Right. They lost. I feel that too, because, you know, all they really focus on and what drives a lot of them, in that mindset, man, a lot of people thrive on destruction and death.
Destruction.
You know what I mean? That type of stuff, man. Yeah.
That's
drive on that.
That's Satan. That's his work. That's Satan. He ain't playing with you.
Man.
He not playing with nobody down here, man. He don't care if you go to church. He don't care if you go. I tell people this. He don't care if you go to church. You smoke weed on the side. You go to the club. You sing in the choir. You go to the club on Fridays. He don't give a damn about that shit. You care about that shit. You think you got to stop all that shit. And for order for you to submit for yourself that you right. That's you. But he already know what he after, nigga. He after your soul. And whatever he got to do to get it, he going to get it. If it's a bitch, if it's your job, if it's a nigga, if it's the money, If it's this, nigga, whatever you got in front of you that control you, that's what he uses.
Mm-hmm.
If you saying, man, I can't stand this bitch ass job. He sit back and say, oh, I've been looking for something to get next to you. He let everybody in that job get on your damn nerves because you gave him the key. So watch what you say. Watch what you say out here because he listening. He ain't no big bad wolf that walk around huffing and puffing and shit go on. No, he got to get permission from that for that. He already been whooped before, mm-hmm. but he don't want America to know that he been whipped. Because if you find out that this nigga just a nigga holding a gun with no bullets, do he look threatened?
Hell
no. He don't look threatened when he got a gun pointed at you, but this, when you find out that he ain't got no bullets in that motherfucker, you gonna change. Your thought pattern gonna change. Like, this nigga been bluffing the whole time.
Right. Right. He done bamboozled me.
He done bamboozled you, making you think he's a big bad wolf and you got to live like this. You got to talk like this. You love this. Nigga, he using what you love. This ain't the shit he brought to you. He just sat back. He just sat back and studied you. He sat back and studied you. And he was like, shit, okay. He don't like beer, so I ain't going to send alcoholics to him. He not going to dangle something in front of you that he know don't work. He going to use that shit that he know works.
Ain't no word to get to you.
Come on, man. You got to wake up,
to
people.
You got to right.
you gotta wake
and,
up.
And,
you got to
know. You
know
what? That's an everyday thing, too, because even,
man,
all, you know, all of us, it's always something because he ain't going to never stop to try to get us like
he
that.
He ain't
too.
Never stop.
So
he said,
that's
hey,
real.
Hey, I don't mean to
yeah.
cut you off.
No,
but he sift us like wheat. Now, what that mean is, you know how you have a garden and you got to till it to the garden. You got to go out there, cut the weeds out, make sure ain't no bugs getting on it, so it can have a harvest. That nigga doing you like that.
Man.
This nigga sitting out there studying your ass, nigga.
Studying. Yeah.
Studying you. Take care of you.
Yeah.
Take care of you for you can grow up wrong. You thinking in your mind that, oh, I got it going on. Nigga, you ain't figured out. You going deeper into wrongness. You started as a thief. Now you a murderer. You started as a weed head. Now you snort cocaine.
Yeah. I see you reading. Yeah. That's crazy,
this
too.
Nigga enhances. This nigga enhances wrongness without you knowing it.
Right.
He just throw the
right.
He just throw it out there. He just throw the bait out there. Like the cheese. Like the cheese on the rack.
Like the cheese.
He throw it out there.
Yeah, like the cheese on the rack.
He just
and
put
man,
it right there. He
trap.
Say, man, you know you want this. You want
mm-hmm.
this.
Mm-hmm. Notice what you want.
And you
go ahead.
And
go
you
ahead
want it so bad. You want it so bad that you're willing to risk. You're willing to risk your safety, your family, your whatever, nigga. You ain't even thinking no more. Man, you can't get like that. Come on, y'all.
No.
Come on, it's time to wake up.
No.
It's time to stop bullshit. It's time to stop bullshit.
Hey, you know
it's time
what?
For you tell old girl. It's time for you tell old girl,
yeah.
tell old boy, or tell little junior. Say, my nigga, if you don't get your bitch ass right, we ain't fucking around no more.
Yeah. Yeah. That's real. That's real, man. Because it's so crucial now, especially moving forward, man, it's so crucial because if everything that didn't happen should be now, you know, people got their own perception, they got their own understanding, so, you know, I respect that. I feel like, man, after everything that been went on in the past couple of years, man, you know what I mean, certain things should have became more important to certain people, and a lot of people they have. You know, you see a lot of the people, the things that, you know, that they after or even how they shifted or then put more into how they already was going,
got kind of to do with more serious meanings and stuff. Now, people go and still, you know, kicking and chilling and that type of things. But what they after is something a little bit more real and a little bit more concrete, because the past couple of years been hard on everybody. But just all the different shit that been going on and everything that's been thrown at people, you know what I mean? It's like now I be seeing a lot of people over the years just talk to us as it's been happening. A lot of people trying to do big things and trying to, you know what I mean, like really go get it or, you know, make this happen or they got this goal. I do see that. And just as well as you see a lot of people that just float. You know what I mean? I can relate to that too. I floated for like 2 years, I think. You know what I mean? But when you talk about getting into and then you want to start, you'll go a different path to where that can become evil.
I heard a guy. I heard a guy say this, Famo, and he was a celebrity. He said, the devil can bless you too.
Right, right.
And I was like, right. I was like, where he going with this? Yeah, I was like, where he going with this? Like where he going with this? Let me listen. He was like, you be thinking in your mind of the cars and the money and the jewelry that you doing well, I mean, that God blessing you, but you ain't looking at, you done devious acts to get that money. You done wrong acts. See, he blind you from that part. He blind you from that part right there. He got you focused on, I got a big house, I got a big car, I got all this money, but he blind you from, you still cheat on your wife, though. You still wrong. You ain't hearing about it. You stay up in the
bitch.
I'm telling you, man, I'm gonna give it to them. They gotta wake up, man. They gotta stop acting like I'm gonna tell a nigga straight like this. You can't call no woman no hoe when you do the same thing she do. Use a male hoe, nigga.
That's real.
Quit talking about you a real nigga.
I agree with you.
When this girl go cheat on you or go find somebody else, you ready to go beat her up. So she needs to be beating your ass up every time she catch you to him. Because you doing the same thing she doing. You can't call
the same thing.
You cannot call somebody else something and you do the same thing too. It don't work like that. One somebody got to have some sense.
Right, say somebody. Got to have some sense in the situation, man. Both of y'all can't sense. Both of y'all together can't have. Look, I ain't even going to lie. I've been in situations, man, where sometimes my head been in places I don't know where they should have been. You did? And I felt like that's how it was, man. Like I was sitting in the room with me and I'm head messed up, man. Then my old girl next to me, her head messed up as well. Hell, we can't figure out one thought. Now, you trying to put a half a thought together with my half a thought together here, that's supposed to equal one. We can't put half a thought or even a quarter of a thought together. That's not going to work. And see, when you call for certain things, man, and certain things is in you, you allowed to go through that shit, but it won't let you stay there because in a while you'll be like, man, what the hell am I doing? You know, some people never get to that point. But I've been in that situation, man, you know.
I'm finna put them all the way on. This for me and you too. Every time, if y'all listen to us, I'm talking about you can challenge this tomorrow or today. You can say you're gonna start this shit right now. If you start this shit right now, right today, the first thing gonna hit you tomorrow, everybody gonna say, oh, you acting funny. without you saying anything, without you broadcasting anything, it's going to be something wrong with you, something on you. Now, this is the evidence. You want to know why is it happened? It's the evidence that you done went right, and they in the dark. So you stepping over in the spiritual field when now it ain't about the flesh. It ain't about you know them and all that. Now you beginning to know what operates them. Because anybody that's doing right, gonna jump on. Gonna jump on the bandwagon. Hey man, he doing what's right, man. I'm trying to get behind that. But this is how you know who in the dark and who in the light. They gonna wanna stay in the dark. And try to convince you
to come out that light and come over her. I'm telling you.
That's real life.
I'm
that's
telling
real
you,
life.
That's
real life.
You were out, you were stunned tomorrow if you do this shit and say, I started my life like this tonight. Tomorrow, you were stunned tomorrow. When soon as you walk past or in a room or in a present and everything get quiet and everybody shut the fuck up, shit, hello. God damn it. Greatness done stepped in the room. See.
Boy, what? Hey.
Nigga get to getting quiet and all that shit, looking at you crazy and all that. You ain't did nothing to these people. You ain't did nothing to these folks.
Right.
That means you greatness. And the evil in them is telling you, is warning you like, oh, shit, they done went to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
This is how
that's
you
real.
Get there.
That's
this
real.
Is how you get there.
How
this
you
is
know.
How you get this started. This is how you get this started. And you go on like that every day of your life. I'm telling you. When being successful and being somebody, an entrepreneur, and having something better in your life, got to go through a lonely period.
That's real.
You're going to go through a lonely period. And the main people you think going to be down with you, nigga, them the ones going to leave first.
Yeah.
Because why? Why are they leaving? What am I doing wrong? Because God putting you in an isolation situation to let you know it's me and not them.
Come on,
wait. It's me and not them. Once you get your eyes off people, you can see who running your life. You can see who operating you. That's why them kids good. That's why that kid know, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Because the goodness on the inside of you is leaking out on the outside of, in them.
Right.
If a motherfucker ain't trying to feel your good vibe that you giving out, get the fuck away from them. I don't care. Mama, granny, all of them. I don't give a damn. Because that shit happening right now. Mama tripping. Ain't it tripping? Cuz going crazy and all that shit. I tell them quick. All you motherfuckers can get all together and stay the fuck away from me.
Yeah, real talk.
And it's straight like that. I don't give a damn, my nigga. I'm fighting for peace so bad, nigga.
Man.
A peace of mind, my nigga. Just a peace of mind, my nigga.
Just a peace of mind to wake up and ain't got to worry about a bitch-ass thing. You hear me, man?
This is how the white folks got.
Just like what you said. Yeah, go ahead. I want you to get done. Go ahead, man.
I'm going to finish out of it. This is how the white folks got there. But they ain't going to let you know it. They're not going to let you know it because we behind. We behind. We 400 years behind. We got to catch up. Man, I never understood what my partner told me. He said, Mike, you'll learn a lot watching white folks. I was like, what? Nigga ain't watching no bitch-ass white folks. What the fuck you talking about? And nigga say, if you look at it like that, you're going to miss the message. He said, because they ain't in no jobs to letting you know. They trying to teach Timmy, but Timmy on meth.
Yep.
So they can't teach the nigga. They can't teach the nigga because the nigga, he got his own mind. So you want to wonder why these white folks are trying to raise little black babies because Timmy on meth and they can't leave their money and their wealth to Timmy. They got to raise something else. This is what you should be asking. Why they picking a black baby to do it? Why they ain't picking one of their own kind that's little? Because they already know where the power source is. Hello, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man.
Hey, we the only race getting shot down.
We the only race getting this. We the only race getting nothing. Why? Why they just that one race? Why that one race, the only one ain't getting shit, don't have shit, they don't want to give them nothing, they shooting their motherfucking ass, they even shooting them on camera. You know why that happened? I'm going to tell you. And this might hurt somebody, people feelings, but this is the truth. You know why them motherfucking white folks is shooting us like that, bro? Because they see us shoot each other every motherfucking day.
That's real.
So they say, nigga, what they got to lose? Pookie down there killing y'all bitch ass every day. And y'all don't say good.
And that's what I say got to stop right there, too, man. That right there got to stop, man, because
it's
been
we
enough of us killing enough of us.
That's evil. That's evil taking care of evil. Remember when Granny told us birds of a feather flock together?
Flock together.
That's evil taking care of evil. The evil people sitting there doing the shit, the evil people sitting there taping the shit, and the evil shit is going on, and it's going to continue going on until somebody fucking say something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real. Take this out. We're gonna take a real break real quick so we can get in this
classic.
Yeah, no, then we're gonna come back in, man, because we definitely, man, this is what it's about, man. That's why I said, man, I appreciate everybody that's been tuning in, checking out to the shows and coming back listening to the shows, man, because that show things that's been said only shows, man, have, you know, sparked people, whether they agree with them, whether they not. But it will get you thinking, you know what I mean? Or will, you know what I mean, challenge you to think outside the box, challenge you to go do some research or anything like that, man. So it's all good because that's what it's about. That's what it's intended for. And people know on Femo Nation Forever Radio, no topic is off limits, man. No topic is off limits. Now, if we come with a show and we say, hey, this is all we talking about on this show or something like that, man, then that's what it is. But it's not going to ever go that way because when you do get to speaking and you speaking real, man, and you ain't really doing a lot of the, you know, faking and all of this for all of that. You know, you're going to come, it's going to come out. And that's what we like, man. That's what we like to do, man, because it's real, it's natural, and those type of things. Now, we'll spit facts, you know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, I'll read reports and these type of things. But when we start speaking and it start coming through us, that's what touches a lot of people out there. And that right there, too, man, it comes with a gift and a curse because a lot of people look at it and accept it and, you know, respect it as what it is. And then a lot of people, you know what I mean, is on the other side of that. That don't feel it that because of what it is, man, and either your reach, your pool, or somebody listening to you. I had several people, man, come up to me that listen to the radio show. I ain't even know. And this is real talk here in Muskogee and tell me how they listen to the show. And they, when I talk about certain things, man, you know, this, you know, like on a good level. And it really shocked me. But it was like, damn, man. But I already know people listening. But to have people come up to you and say these type of things, that's the type of stuff that you know, like, okay, man, you know, you either on the right path or you at least doing something, man, that's sparking somebody's mind out there. And a lot of the other things that's going on out there, man, that ain't doing nothing, man, but leading people down more death, more destruction, and more dishonesty, more disloyalty. You know, we talked about honor, loyalty, and respect. You know, a lot of things is pushing it away from that. We talked about one partner taking, that's your stuff, y'all get pulled over, you let your partner take the fall for it, talking about you're going to put some money on his books and all that, but now he got a charge on his back for your stuff. Now, that ain't no honorable situation, you know what I mean? That don't show loyalty and don't show respect. You let your partner fall for something that was yours when you should have took that and rolled with it. No matter what your situation was, that's yours. You got to take that and ride with that, man. Can't put that on that man. That man got a life, too. But we talked about that, too. So it all wraps in and plays in, man, to what we're saying. When you don't really, man, pay attention to what's going on out here, you're going to always chase that cheese. You're going to always chase that cheese. As long as you chase that cheese, they're going to always be able to keep you in the maze. Now, you can think about it however maze you want to, but as long as you chase that cheese, as long as they're going to be able to put you in that maze. And that what it looked like all through history, man. Everybody take that damn cheese they put out there, get to play the game, man. And the game of that way never really let you see different things. But then when you start seeing that cheese, the real cheese, is a whole different type of cheese, kind of open your eyes up to something different. And that can help by researching, studying, or damn it, just paying attention to the way things is. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Big Mike. We got to play this song real quick, and then we're going to come back. And we're going to come back and chop it, man. Y'all already know what it is. Femo Nation Forever Radio. It's Mr. Baby Big Mike. We on here live, man. Hey, the chop get good, man. I'm telling you, that's what we like. That's what we do. Keep tuning in, baby. Let's go.
Sugar thing, what it do? Trying to see if you want to come through. Oh, running.
babe, let's have a rosé rendezvous. You had no idea of all the things I wanna do to you. Thought I'd been the bedroom to the kitchen table. Not Trey songs, but I bet you all the neighbors gon' know my name the way you're screaming it out loud. Cocky on the phone, but tell me who's your daddy now. Cannons burning slowly, I can see your silhouette. 69 ways guaranteed to get you wet. I like to see you walking with them boys shorts on. Take it to the pain, now some nugget like LeBron. To get you in my bedroom, girl, it's my mission. First you climb on top of me and then we switch positions.
Sugar thing, what it do? Tryna see if you wanna come through.
A rosé rendezvous.
A rosé rendezvous. Got a bottle right here with me. And if you're tryna come through, just hit me.
A rosé rendezvous.
A rosé rendezvous.
It says was a spoiled girl. We'll be on SBN. Body tripping sweat as we slowly losing oxygen. Don't bend it over, let me smack you on that ass again. Sex so good that she went and told all her friends. Way I gave it to her last night on my mattress. Head so good, she something like a porno actress. Face like Jada Fire, ass like Cherokee. By the time I'm done, best believe you gon' remember me. Beat it up so bad, girl, you gon' need insurance. Cush with the rosé, you know how we do it. Little faces you make every time I be smashing. Like Tupac, I get my ass in thug passion.
Sugar thing, what it do? Tryna see if you wanna come through. A rosé rendezvous. A rosé rendezvous. Got a bottle right with me. And if you tryna come through, just
man, say we got one more, man. I'ma slide into the classics, man. Y'all know I ain't gonna leave nobody and my family out of it. Let's go. This shit a vibe, baby.
Mr. Exclusive.
You know, I know it's a vibe. You know, I know it's a vibe. It's a vibe. You know, I know. All you gotta do is tell me you with it. You can pull up and just keep it inside. Store that, stay what you like. Later put your legs in the sky. Vibe check, baby, match my energy. Show me what it's got to be next. Cause I don't wanna chill with nobody but you. And you know there's no cabinet. Baby, where your head is at, head is at. If you wanna fly out, let's fly. If it's just a night out, you know, let's fly. I know it's a vibe. Now I gotta flip this, switch this, show 'em 'bout to prove. feeling, no telling what I'ma do. Mind high as the ceiling, I'm seeing another view. Can't help this vibe, is immaculate when I do it. Blocking all the bad energy so you can lose. Ain't nobody messing with me, why would you do it? I thought that was something
no,
that you
I
do.
Know it's a vibe. You know it's a vibe. I know it's a vibe.
All right, man, I had to go ahead and get you extra one on there. Big Mike still on there with me?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here, famo.
All right, man, I want to put something on you, man, about, you know, we talk a lot too, man, but what about this on this right here with the black consumers, man, in 2022, man, you know, to deal with, like, how much money, you know, the black community, you know, or didn't spit, didn't contribute or whatever like that. So, you know what I mean? They talking about, man, you know, just the money that has always been spent from the, you know what I mean, from our black consumer, our black American consumer, always been in high numbers.
Yeah.
Always been in high numbers. Yeah, man, and that's what I think, too. Also, you know, a lot of people do talk about this, but I think, like, also, too, I think we pay attention more on that because a lot of our money goes to a lot of companies that's not going to put back in our communities, man. It's not going to put back into our people, you know what I mean? So I feel like if we spend, and sometimes we at the top of spending out money, right, that means that we are helping fuel some of these big corporations that do certain things or that don't do certain things. So we got to shift that. We got to shift that around to where that story coming back. Because you think about it. Everybody talk about the hoods and you know, man, your low-income areas and the places that's rinky-dinky and all this type of stuff, right? But you look at how much money that they do spend out, too. You know what I mean? Over a time period, it might be twos and fews to some, but you look at how much money comes out of that. Whatever it be, whether it be rent, whether it be going to the store, the local grocery store, whatever it is, right? You look at all that money that's coming in out of that right there. You know what I mean? So if they not getting nothing, where is even they little comeback? You know what I mean? If the how getting the hood, they the hood is always putting money outside the hood, and ain't none of that coming back. Or how can our community that ain't even the hood, but how can our community that's pushing money out there, not even get it? That's just like saying a mother can pay for certain things, pay her taxes, all this type of stuff, right? Need say child care or daycare after school program. And yeah, because you can stay in certain places, but how does one city have one after school program? You know what I mean? That right there to me was crazy. But what you think about that, about the money that we that come out, but none of that shit don't seem to really come back in?
I'm gonna go deep with you on this.
I'm gonna go all the way back.
I'm gonna go all the way back to Boys in the Hood. The really part of that movie is black folks catch it. They was talking about, you know, that movie was born made in the '80s. In the '80s, they was trying to put black folks on then. The realest part of that movie is when he went to his daddy's shop and he said, let's go to Compton. And he showed him that bill, he showed him that billboard, cash for your homes.
Right.
He said, and then he asked them, what do y'all think about this?
He said, oh, man, it's good. You know, people need to, you know, get better and better home. He said, see, y'all missing the point. Y'all missing the point. This kicking you out, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
They don't find out that you would do anything for the bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you ain't looking at developing this bag. See, what we missing is discipline with our mind, bro. Discipline with our mind, with our money, when we get it. It's a Chinese man. He did a research. Man, I kind of got pissed off, but then I had to look at it again to know what he was talking about. He said he did a statistic and said that black folks, he said it wasn't all of us, but he said are the dumbest people on earth right now. He said they spend the most money than any other race on this shit out here. And don't own nothing though. Now that's bad mindset, bro. You spending money and don't own nothing. No wonder Gucci made that sweater. No wonder Gucci made that sweater with that black face on it. Now you can go do your research. Gucci made it.
Oh yeah.
And they start boycotting. They start boycotting Gucci because they found out. Now who you rather pissed off? Yo, European that's buying that shit by the cases, or flaky ass black people that'll be mad for two weeks and then back fucking with you? See, there's no consistent with black folks. Bro, if you say you ain't fucking with that shit, don't fuck with that shit.
Right.
That's why they don't take. That's why they don't take us seriously, bro. They don't take us seriously, nigga. Think how fuck that black movement shit. They'll be marching. They'll march for 2 weeks, and that shit'll be over.
Then they feel you right. Then they dull out.
But watch this. Did you see when the white folks stormed the Capitol?
Yep.
See how deep they were?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They really showed us what could happen if a nigga really switched their mindset and come together.
That's for real.
What could really happen?
A few people don't have to go there.
They don't want no nigga to learn how to do Black Wall Street over again in this 20th century, bro. Because them ain't them kind of niggas right now. You ain't finna come over here and take a bitch-ass thing.
Yeah.
And they scared of it. They scared of that. See, you got to do your research. The man who was over FBI, Hoover, they asked Hoover, what is the threat?
Yeah.
What is the threat to America? You know what that nigga said? That nigga said Negro unity. Negro unity. Why would he say that? Because he knows. Bro, no, he know that this world is built up for the blacks. They make these sweaters for your ass because you keep buying it. They make that Cadillac for you because you keep buying it. No, the Cadillac, they never had no 20s on them. Now they got 20s, big rims. Nigga, they'll make the motherfucking trunk, nigga, go into the goddamn back seat now, nigga.
Yeah, straight up.
Nigga, they done got smart, nigga. They done got smart. They know who buy this shit, nigga. They ain't dumb. Now you think Johnny Dang give a damn about them niggas, man? That nigga don't give a fuck about them niggas until when they drop their money on that goddamn counter and he count it out and he make their goddamn grill and they go on about their goddamn business. I be watching that shit and I just be looking at it like, look at the millions of dollars they giving this man. And this nigga ain't bought shit for the black community. This motherfucker don't even know how to speak English. What you think about the BET award? Bling bling, bitch. And look, we ate it up like, hey, he's funny. He's like that, man. Come on, man. We giving our money away. We gotta discipline ourselves. Goddamn, you gotta start putting more in that you spend. This how you get him. You gotta shine without trying, baby girl. You got to learn how to go out there and not buy that expensive shit and say, I'm going to wear this regular shit. Let me tell you something. To find out if you any goddamn important to any goddamn body, first of all, to find that out, let me tell y'all this. Find that out, just don't answer your phone for about 2 weeks and go missing for about a month. And then if you don't get no calls, you don't get no texts, you don't get nothing from nobody, nigga, cut all they motherfucking ass out. And that's real, straight like that. Because if you love me, you're going to tap in. You're going to look, if you got love for me, you're going to tap in.
On what we were talking about. On the, what far as in breaking it down and stuff too, far as in the, with the races, you know what I mean, that this right here is who owns the most businesses, right? So
right.
This came out in February 2022. So up until February 2022, man. The white-owned employment firms represented 83.5% of all employment firms, right? 8.2 percentage points higher than the white share of population. But then the Asian market made up 6.6% of the U.S. population and owned 10.1% of employer firms. Black-owned businesses are much more likely to be non-employer firms. That's what they got down.
You say
They say non-employment firms. They said most black businesses. That's what they said in their report, man, which is from the black-owned businesses, man, the bookings.edu. It'd be a lot of good stuff, man. I'd be rocking with them on, man. But, yeah, that's what they said, man, on sole proprietorships.
Now I believe right now it's more black people getting more businesses. They get more smart.
Yeah, I think
they get more smart. I believe that we got more people that want something out of life.
Mm.
But see, this the part, bro. We gotta come up with our own system. We can't go by that system. That system is made up against black folks. You cannot get no money from them. You can't sign no contract with them. They contract is deadly. It's destroy you.
Yes, some wicked.
So we got to come up with our own banks, our own money, our own this. Boy, I'm telling you, we got a lot.
We
behind.
We got to shift that around. Yeah, we got to shift that around, man, because, yeah. And that's what I was saying, because if we keep feeding into it, man, then, you know, us, that money that's going out, we keep feeding into it. But then again, it's for the ones when that money do come back. Now, this is the crucial part. Yeah, they thought they was going to get away with it. I got to talk about it. Now, when that money comes back with your little sticky fingers, you got to put the money where the money's supposed to go. You can't put your hand off in the honey pot, man. When the money go out and the money come back, actually disperse it in places, man, that will spark a change or enhance certain areas, man. I understand, I'm like this right here. This is me right here. I understand the roads. You dig? I understand people got to ride on roads. I remember one point in time I was reading in history, people was walking. Then all of a sudden, you know, they started running. Then all of a sudden they jumped on the back of animals and started riding horses. Then they had carriages and shit, right? Then they had automobiles. So it don't matter what you put on, it's going to always be a road. Whether it's a bumpy, smooth, paved, dirt, whatever the hell it is, it's going to always be a damn road.
So as we spending all this money on something that's going to always be what it is going to be, this is going to always be that road, right? It's going to be a road. Been the same road since I've been alive. So 38 years is the same damn road, right? You should not put all that damn money, that's my opinion, into that same damn ass road. And then you look at the neighborhood on that damn road. You like, damn, ain't nothing been placed in this neighborhood in the amount of time that it take you to fix this road this many times. Ain't nothing really enhanced inside these communities after you done spent all this money fixing this same damn road that been fixing since this road ever was a road. That to me, as like I said, man, as you start looking at things different, to me, that just sounds crazy. Yep. Because, hey, at one point in time, that, like, say, 24th Street here in Muskogee, right? If people do their research on that, man, you know, that wasn't always a paved road back in the day. So streets like that, any street, man, like, you know, back in the day in your city, where you at, there's still a road right now. It's just paved now. And back in the day, it was horses and carriages and buggies. That's still a goddamn road. It's still a road. Still the same damn road, man. And I understand get people cars, got man, get all that shit. You fix the goddamn road, you're going to keep fixing the road. You're going to always fix the road. Every time, because they're not going to put nothing on there to where you ain't never got to fix it again. So you're going to keep fixing the road so they keep getting that money and keep somebody getting pockets getting filled and the job is getting done at the same time, but somebody pockets getting filled, but none of that money ever be going to the community. And I'll be sitting back just looking at that shit like, damn, y'all ain't even built a sports center like or a house. Y'all ain't even built one house. We listened to Jason Platter come on the show the other night. Listen, fam. He told us, they put, 10 kids that was homeless in the houses, right? Didn't he say 10?
Yeah.
Or did he say, or was that the number? I got to check just to make sure. But he said he put,
he put some families in some house.
Yeah, he put some kids and families in some houses. Yeah, so, and if he can do that and the people that work with him, you know, if they can do that in that amount of time, and, you know, think about the other stories, people out there doing certain things like that. But at the same time, look at that on that end, man. That shit crazy. That would make you look like y'all keep putting all this money in these roads. But damn it, you know how many millions and millions of dollars that's been? And you keep enhancing the same damn roads. So it don't matter if I'm here talking on the radio show or it's 10 years later, 20 years later, they going to still be putting money into that same damn road. That shit don't make no sense, man. But then you got one at the school program. You ain't got enough money to build a whole nother big youth center. You ain't got enough money to do things to attract new businesses and this type of thing, up-to-date businesses. We ain't talking about businesses that's been out since all us was kids in the 90s. You know what I mean? We talk about up-to-date businesses, jazzy, fresh, all that type of stuff, funky fresh women. That's the type of businesses you got to bring in, man. But they don't want to do that. They just want to put the money in the roads. We just going to fix the roads. We're going to keep fixing the roads, keep fixing the roads, and then the damn roads keep getting messed up. That shit to me is crazy, man. I know everybody that drive cars like, shit, nigga, we won't be running over no bumps and stuff. Nah, I know, man, but at the same time, you got to look at what's around you. And if you got kids or if you planning on having kids, what in your city do you think that money could go to be able to provide something for those kids? You know what I mean? And having kids from here and seeing that, you know what I mean, knowing, what, you know, even the resources that was available, coming back, you know, and seeing it now, too, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, man, y'all could have cut one of them ticks that you put into them roads, and you could have been and built another event center, an actual event center, man. It's places that got centers that's just filled with computers. Even if it's just the damn games, hey, that's what the kids do. You take them their playtime, whatever. But they sit down, man, and they can play any kind of game, do anything they want to on the game. They can be on different game systems, the computer. Man, it's the whole room, and that's what kids meet up and do. They got a little snack session stand, you know, these type of things.
here. We ain't never, Muskogee ain't never had nothing like that. But we keep spending money on a damn road that people was riding horse buggies on. We just so, ooh, man, I bet them people back then that was riding them horse buggies. Boy, I bet they show happy right now. I bet them horse buggies ain't got a bump, hit a bump. They ride real smooth up and down these damn roads. What the hell? We ain't got an event center for these kids, but they been widening these roads out of right here. It took them 1,800 years. They been working on the damn road since 1,800. They just now got a damn concrete on the road, some asphalt on the road, man. It seemed like they were working on that road since before I left, and they was, I think. But the thing is crazy, what I'm saying is that money, and it's the money distribution, is crazy because it can help some of these communities, not just in my city, man, and our city, man, and where we from and where we at, I mean, but in y'all places too. It's a lot of money out there that can be actually used to really enhance, man, and offer more for some of these communities that's underprivileged with the resources. You know what I mean? But that's not how it works, because that means you're cutting money out of a whole lot of people's pocket. You gonna cut the money out of the road crew pocket? Yeah, in the road crew pocket, they not gonna like that. No, they ain't gonna like that, man. That's a lot of money. But just think about it, man. That'd be millions and millions of dollars, man. I know I be juggling stuff, but that's a lot of money, man. And you like, damn, man, just on the real, like, dude, y'all ain't never took one of them checks, man, and been like, hey, you know what? Nah, let's not fix the roads this time. How about we do this? Just one of the meetings. You mean tell me one of the meetings? Nobody was like, no, we fixed the roads for the last 30 years. How about we just do this one? How about we build this? You know what I mean? Like, that had to come up. At least one of the meetings, man. I mean, come on, dog. I know that was on one of the people's agendas. But, you know, they probably said, now, Jim, sit your ass down. Now, there you go. You always try to think outside the box. You sit your ass down. And you got Carla over here. Carla, she like Jim. So she like, well, I think it's a good idea. Now, Carla, now you don't want us to tell what your real idea. See, that's how that shit be going. So the money don't never go no damn where. Carla got to shut up. And she really like Jim. Jim got a good ass idea. But they telling him to shut up because that's going to cut their money down. That ain't going to happen. Right? 2 days later, shit. She fired and he fired too. Nah, man, they ain't had going, man. They gotta keep the wealth gap how they want it, and that's really a serious no when you look at it, man, and how they do, because you know they start talking about certain things when population get this and all that, if people get into that type stuff, but you gotta look at the wealth gap, and you gotta see how the wealth gap, you know, had to fluctuate from time period to time period, and you can kind of tell what their overall goal is. Now, this is deep stuff, man. You can tell what their overall goal is because you can store it just like any map, just like any data that you collect and you study, right? So this ain't nothing that I'm talking about. This ain't, you know, whatever. So if you study that, you will see where they like to keep their wealth gap. So if they got places where they like to keep their wealth gap, what does that mean? That means that a lot of people are not going to be allowed to get inside them other wealth gaps. Once it start getting wherever it's getting, they got caps for this shit. I never knew that until I found out, started looking at it, and started researching, and started watching, and it was like, damn, you would think that the wealth gap would jump tremendously because you do see people getting businesses. You do see people getting, you know, like good jobs and these type of things. But you got to look at how it's set up. How much are you getting paid for these jobs, right? What's the pay rate at these jobs? You got a pay rate gap on some of these jobs, especially starting out. So if you got a pay rate on these jobs, especially starting out on every single industry that's an employer in this country, you know exactly how much money, you know, you can generate and map how much money is going out, how much money is coming in. That shit get deep. So the wealth gap is easy for them to control because, hell, man, they can tell you what minimum wage is going to be, what it ain't going to damn it be. You know, they can do certain things like this, but they take all that data as well. And if you watch it, they do not let them damn numbers get too far out of whack. Now, I done been researching that, man. But them numbers do not get too far out of whack. And that's some scary shit because you think about it, well, what happens when them numbers do get out of whack? Something got to happen to where either somebody's money got to get boosted up by billions or somebody got to get money got to get decreased by billions. And that can come in a lot of forms in our country, man. You know, damage can cause a lot of damage, of course, but it can also cause a lot of money to switch hands as well. You got a lot of people that got to do certain things in damage. So it's a lot of things that go on, man, that I think, you know, if people really paid attention to, they'll see what it really is. Because that wealth gap, man, is crazy. And if you study it and you pay attention to it, that'll let you know, man, that they're not going to let them numbers get outside of what they feel like is acceptable. When everybody talk about your top percent, your 1%, everybody been talking about it because it's a real thing. And that top percent is going to be that top percent. How does that happen? Because they ain't going to let your ass get up there to that top percent. They don't want you on the team, nigga. They don't got no jerseys for you. They don't wear no Jordans up there. They ain't wearing them damn Jordans up there in the 1%, man. You can't rock with them like that. I'm just playing with y'all, man. You can't rock with them. You don't wear the duck shoes. I wear the duck shoes. I wear the duck shoes. Ain't no pilot, but I ain't supposed to be doing no duck shit. How about that? But, nah, that 1%,
that's just how they rock. They rock a certain type of way. Everybody ain't going to get up there because then that's too much wealth going out to too much places. So they keep that shit under wraps. So you never really look at it. If you ain't never really in that percent at the top, hell, man, everything in your life subject to change any day. You know what I mean? It just, you know, you're going to be getting spent like a ball, man, like a top all your life because the only people that really ain't really got to worry about too much like that, really, is the people that's really the 1%, even though they got to worry about not losing their shit. But when they sitting up there like that and they locked in, they got that generational wealth behind them, and they ain't making no dumb decisions. They keeping that old money rotating. Man, they sitting up there pretty. They good. They good. But, man, Big Mike, before we get out of here, anything you got to say before we roll out of here? We got like a minute, 17 seconds.
Oh, man, just tell everybody, you know, hey, man, you know better, you'll do better. Just start doing what's real and keep it real at all times, man, and you'll shine like a light.
Straight like that, man. Big salute, man. Big Mike. Appreciate everybody, man, that tuned in to the show. You already know what it is, man. If you catch anything late or you came in late, any of that, you can always hit the replay and replay the show in its entirety, man. So until next time, man, y'all know we say, man, we're going to keep it jerked out. Jerking on a jerkzillion, baby. That's that jerk talk, man. Y'all take it easy.